The program is Dinner at Andy's. I'm station manager Ken, and now your co-host, Andy Breckman.
I'll be right with you, buddy.
Okay. I just wanted to see if you would
Hold on, Kenny.
Issue.
Just got to return a couple of little things.
Yeah, return.
Hold on, Kenny.
What do you?
I'm good, Honda. Hold on.
No, what do you?
Just give me a minute here.
Returning.
Almost done. Done.
Returning.
Okay, when are we on?
We're on now. The program.
Did you play that theme song?
Yeah, the program has begun. We played the Dinner at Andy's theme song.
I like that new theme song.
Yeah, me too.
Who recorded that for us?
John Dogg.
We owe him big time.
Yep.
Give him a show.
Okay. Can do.
Okay, I got to put my cans on.
Yeah, man, you're really prepared, aren't you?
So it's like a call-in show? Just remind me. I know I should know this.
It's a radio stunt program.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do take calls.
Okay.
But we don't take calls to actually converse with people.
Gotcha.
It's a stunt show.
I'm not sure what that means.
Well, there's usually some kind of stunt.
Uh-huh. okay.
Yeah.
And so now we begin our stunt. Go ahead. What's the stunt that we do?
Well, tonight the topic is...
Oh, it's a different stunt every week.
Yes.
Oh, I see. I got you now. Okay. Boy, that seems...
Yeah, what happened to you?
Kind of stressful.
What?
Small industrial accident.
Yeah.
A pipe fell 40 stories. Embedded itself in my skull. I'll be fine.
Hey, you're a bit of a prepper.
Shut up.
I know that you're... Your garage is filled to the gills with gasoline.
And oh, a prepper? You mean in the apocalyptic sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's something to
as
be proud
to
of.
Preppy.
Right.
Yeah. Why? You want in the bunker? You want to get your name on the list?
No, I wanted.
What
to...
do you bring to the bunker? Hey, bring some board games.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll bring some board games.
We'll play Pictionary until the radioactivity level drops.
You'll let me in if I come with Pictionary?
If you bring some board games.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
But I'm a little worried about your garage there.
Why, tell me.
Because I know that it's filled with containers of gasoline.
We have a few gallons of gasoline. I mean, that's true, yeah. But
and
it's to run the... To run the portable generator,
right?
We had that series of hurricanes,
yes.
3-4 hurricanes in a row.
No,
Do you have any stories about those hurricanes? By the way,
I do.
No, we don't want to hear them.
Lots of them.
I'll pay you good money not to hear them again.
How much?
Real good money.
How much?
I pay you every year, you bastard. The marathon. Go look it up.
No, you have to pay me personally. To prevent the stories, like I got.
Our power went out during those hurricanes. I know you had it much worse than me,
right.
But our power went out, and I bought a generator. Haven't needed it even for a minute.
Yeah,
since.
And you've been hoarding gasoline and alcohol.
The challenge when you have gasoline in your garage,
right?
Is, I know you're worried about the heat level.
The heat, yes.
Yeah, the combusting.
It expands.
Yeah.
It expands, and then all it takes is a spark.
Yeah.
And
well, that's why we have a detached garage.
And your garage could explode.
The challenge when you store gasoline,
yeah,
is this: every year, you have to cycle through the gasoline.
Right,
the gasoline can't just sit.
Exactly.
So we have to feed it into our cars.
And you've been diligent about doing that.
I've missed a year or two. I'm not going to lie to you.
Uh-huh.
I respect you too much to lie to you.
Right.
I love you. I'm
okay.
Not going to sit here and lie to you. But I've been pretty good.
Have you checked it since the heat wave began?
No, haven't. No.
Yeah, because what you might want to do is go in there and release some of the pressure that's inside your gas canister.
I'll send the Korean boy in.
Just open it up and, you know, let
Sounds dangerous.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, that's not for me.
Yeah.
I've got a lot to live for.
Is he a real boy or a mechanical boy?
He's a real boy. But, oh, it's so funny you mentioned that. He turned 18, so I don't know if I can call him a Korean boy anymore.
Yeah, he's a man.
Korean man, yeah. That's so funny you mentioned that.
Yeah.
That makes me laugh. I hadn't even thought of that.
Well, just don't blow up your garage, because you have, like, everything needed for Molotov cocktails in there.
Yeah, well, you're the first person that's ever noticed that. Yeah.
You have bottles. Alcohol?
We don't have bottles, no. You mean rags that we could jam into the bottles?
Yeah.
And oil-soaked rags?
Well, your alcohol is inside bottles.
That's not why we have it, but that's a good point. That's a good point.
And then lots of gasoline.
Good thing to bring up. If your intent is to derail my once a week radio show, you can't do better than this. If that's your intent.
That wasn't my intent, but...
It's off the rails now. We're speeding down that gully into the river. The show's completely gone. Well played.
I haven't been in this gully in a while.
Yeah, it's where we live every day. I get my mail delivered here. In the gully.
They should clean this gully up once in a while.
Yeah, they should. The gully for train wrecked radio shows. That's a beautiful metaphor.
Hi, you're on the air.
No one's calling.
Oh, it's me. I'm so scared about the garage now.
Yeah, oh, this is my wife.
Yeah, hi, Beth.
Oh my God.
Well done, Ken.
That's really scary.
Yeah, no, it's not.
No, Jeremiah was telling me what a danger it is, Beth, that the gas expands greatly at high temperatures.
Oh, my God. And we have all that raccoon poop, too, in the garage.
Well, Beth and I made a vow not to let you or Jeremiah run our lives anymore.
I'm so scared.
we've decided to ignore your advice.
When we use the old gas, it makes the car go clunkety clunk clunk a little bit.
Well, if I let it sit too long, that's a good point too, honey.
Oh.
Yeah, so now how are you going to dispose of this old gas?
I don't know.
That you can't even put in your car, it's so old.
I think
the three of us can agree. The important thing is to stay hydrated.
Yes.
Am I right, Ken?
Yes.
Don't let yourself get dehydrated. Nothing could be worse.
No, it's terrible.
Lots of fluids.
One new thing to worry about.
No, honey, don't. Well, for the love of crack, don't worry
oh
about
God.
It. Uncle Ken is just
all right. Well,
no,
thanks, guys.
Beth, I'm not making it up. It's
okay.
Beth, their garages are not exploding left and right as you drive around town.
Well, nobody keeps all this gasoline in their garage except for you.
Everyone keeps some gasoline.
You're the only one.
I think it's a terrible combination.
All right, you know what? You're both not invited into the bunker.
I'm bringing Pictionary.
Yeah.
Oh,
come the cleansing.
The bunker will be on fire, so it doesn't matter.
Come the cleansing. You guys enjoy your board games.
No, seriously, you
all
should
right.
go.
We'll enjoy the show, guys.
Yeah,
okay, bye, Beth.
Enjoy the show. Because our listeners have no shot at that.
But seriously.
We might as well enjoy it.
Yeah, seriously, you should release the extra pressure inside your gas canister.
Seriously, you should just mind your own business.
Okay. All right. Fine.
We'll be fine.
Yeah.
I think these new cans, these newfangled cans, they do have some sort of release.
Yeah.
Some sort of safety release.
Well,
if the gas expands.
Yeah, okay. Well, you have to open it. I'm sure there is a breathing valve or something, but you have to open it.
Well, maybe it's not as hot in my town as it is in your town.
I think it is.
Got to stay hydrated. Make a note, Ken. You're going to forget.
No, I know about that already. I'm impossible if I get dehydrated.
Beth,
very, very bad.
Beth loves to lecture me about the shrinking ozone, but I can't hear her this week because she has the AC cranked up to 11, running 24/7. When we're not home,
it's hard to
hear her talk about the ozone.
Yeah, maybe
over the sound of the AC running.
Maybe she should write down.
Yeah, her concerns about
her
the ozone.
Concerns, and you could read them.
Yeah, why don't we have a moratorium on all ozone talk until September? Let's just all agree as a society, as a culture. We'll get back into it. You have a lot of good points. You give us a lot to think about. Hold it off till September.
I'm not sure that. Are air conditioners really a danger to the ozone layer? That was CFCs.
Honey, the energy being used is going to sink this ship. California can't handle it. Texas can't handle it. The energy being used is off the charts. We've buried the needle.
But you're talking about chlorofluorocarbons.
Look, I don't care. I'm going to be dead. You and I are going to be dead in 25 years.
CFCs.
We don't care, do we?
That was in aerosol cans.
Yeah.
So I think you're confusing the old thing with the aerosol can CFCs with...
I'm talking about the energy consumption.
Yeah, okay. I know. We should tap into the Andy Breckman Strategic Reserve is what we should do.
Yeah. If only we could be powered by your ego. Somehow tap into that. your sense of self-worth. If only we could tap somehow into that.
Oh, my God. Thank God we can't. They would just use me up. They'd plug me in and dry me out.
Hey, remember when it used to be my show?
Well,
those were the days.
Yeah, when was that?
It was it was before 6 p.m. tonight, uh-huh. I know that.
Yeah. Hey, we got to get going here.
Yeah, I would say so.
It's almost a quarter after.
Yeah.
And the topic tonight at 201-209-9368 is, did your siblings brainwash you? I don't know how to quite explain it, but did you have older siblings growing up who told you lies?
Yeah.
That confused you or you believed them?
Did they intentionally screw with your sense of reality?
Yeah, maybe they scarred you for life. I was lucky. Did you? You're the oldest, aren't you?
My sister, if she was listening, would be calling right now. 201-209-9368.
Why? Are you the oldest?
I am the oldest, and I was guilty of some of this psychodrama that you're describing.
What did you tell your sister?
Give me a minute to think. I didn't expect you to turn the microphone on.
Yeah, nobody's calling. The phone number here is 201-209-9368.
But that's only half of it. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your health, your stories from your hellish childhood. And then the plan is to call your sibling and get you compensation.
Right, financial compensation.
For your pain and suffering.
Yeah.
We can do that. We're here to help. We want to hear the pain inflicted on you when you were a child, and then we will take action.
And it happens. I know somebody who was really traumatized for his entire life by what his older sister told him.
What did the older sister tell him?
Well, she had a club.
Yeah.
She had a secret club.
Yeah.
And for maybe 5 years, she told her younger brother, you know, like, oh, well, you know, you're not worthy to be in the club. And then she would give him all sorts of tests and challenges so that he could be worthy of joining the Doodlebug Club.
Yeah. But she always put her thumb on the scale. She always kind of made sure he couldn't pass.
It was like always like almost. Yeah, you're
well,
almost
I have a similar story. It didn't happen to me or actually someone I know, but someone, it's kind of like twice removed now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A friend of mine knew someone whose sister used to keep him from joining the Doodlebug Club.
Well,
it was a girls-only club, and he wanted to join it. This is the only story that comes to mind. And she would make him submit to a series of tests, but the tests were not fair. The tests were heavily weighted, and she never let him join the club.
I just told that story.
It's the only story I had. It's the only story I could come up with. 201-209-9368.
But you were the oldest sibling. What did you do to your sister and your brother?
Well, I'll tell you what I did. My sister and I, Risa is her name.
Mm-hmm.
But wait, I should use a phony name, right?
Yeah, in case Beverly.
Yeah, Beverly.
Okay.
But her name is Lisa. So Risa and I shared a telephone. But the telephone was a movable telephone. You could plug it into my room when I needed it.
Right.
And then if she needed it, she would unplug the phone from my room and then plug it into her room.
Right.
And then use the telephone. So we each had a phone line, but only one phone, physical phone.
Oh, you had different phone lines.
Okay. No. We each had the same phone line.
It was an extension phone.
Right. It was an extension phone, but we didn't each have a physical phone. We had to share the physical phone. So anyway, I learned how to plug a set of earphones in to this jack, to the phone jack.
Ooh.
So I could listen to her on the phone.
Whoa, you're like a
so
little...
So she didn't, unbeknownst to her, yeah, I was a little spy. I was
a little
James Bond.
A little phone freaker.
I was a little phone freaker. But she thought it was impossible because there was only one phone between us.
Right.
Do you understand? That's why my parents set it up that way. But I could eavesdrop on her call. So what I would do was...
You would plug headphones into the jack?
I had wires. I exposed some wires, and when I inserted them...
Whoa!
Into the jack. So I had
but
a way to eavesdrop.
But you're technically illiterate.
I was good enough to do this.
How did you do that?
Well, that's not the most interesting part of the story.
Okay, go ahead.
Here we are back in our ditch.
Gully. It's a gully.
Gully, yeah. Hey, I see it's named after you, Ken.
It's a ravine.
The Ken Friedman Memorial Ravine. look, I'm looking up from the ravine, seeing other well-crafted call-in shows just zipping by.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's what I would do. She was on the phone with her friends in her room,
mm-hmm.
right? I would bang on the door. I would say something obnoxious. Like, hey, Risa, you were adopted. Everyone's sorry you were ever born. I would say something obnoxious, and then I would run back to my room and listen in, because now she would be talking about me.
Right.
And all her friends would be talking about me, and I could eavesdrop on what they really thought of me.
Wow. Did that help you?
No recollection.
Yeah, I don't think that would help you to hear what your sister really thought of you.
Yeah, I guess in hindsight,
I should have just seems like a self-defeating prank.
Yeah, it would explain a lot.
Well, that was an amazing story, because nobody's calling.
Well, actually, it's a victimless crime. Risa didn't know I was doing this, right?
Oh, she didn't know.
I mean, she didn't know that I was eavesdropping.
Did you tell her years later?
Well, maybe I did, but at the time, she didn't know. So it wasn't really a prank. It wasn't harmful. It was just some kind of mind game I was playing.
Yeah.
That wasn't the best story.
No.
I now regret.
But it was good enough
it.
To prevent anybody else from calling in. Because when you tell a story, there's an expectation that it's going to be full of zingers, and it's going to be poignant.
You were disappointed
and
by
at
my
the
story.
At the end of the story, you're going to be laughing, but you're also going to wipe away a little tear. And people don't want to miss that, so they don't want to call in when you're telling a story. That's what my boiler stories are for. Now, for example, during Hurricane Ida, I suffered a great...
Hey, we have a call.
Hey, we had a call.
Okay, 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, you're right, though. As soon as you mentioned the boiler story.
Hey, Pam.
Hey, Tony, how are you?
Oh, hey, Tony.
Hey, Tony. You're the fish we wanted to catch. I was saying just before showtime, I hope Tony calls.
I'm sure you did. I'm your most annoying caller, I think.
No, Tony.
Not far from it. Far from it.
Well, not far from it. You're number nine.
Anyway, so I was the annoying sibling.
No, that won't work for us. Will it, Kenny? We need
callers. So.
Well, let's hear Tony's story anyway.
My little brother and me, we love Pokemon cards, you know?
Uh-huh.
And yeah. I'm 5 years older.
Pokemon,
He told me that I used to tell him that they were real and they hide, like real animals. And he would go to school and tell his friends that, and they would make fun of him because he believed it. I felt so bad.
Aww.
Wait, now, okay.
I don't remember doing that. He told me years later.
Aww.
Now, Tony, I think, to be fair, because this is what we'd like to try to do today, I think you owe him a little compensation for his pain and suffering.
Well, you know what? It's funny you say that, because when I got over Pokemon cards, I passed down to him a huge binder of protected, valuable Pokemon cards. I had almost every single one. I had the holographic Charizard.
Oh, my God. You had the holographic Charizard?
I did.
That's worth like $5,000. What did he do with it?
He immediately went to a little shop, Steve's Hobby Shop, and sold it all. And he was only like, I don't know, he must have been like 11.
Oh.
But
was a lot of work I put into that.
Yeah, but you had that coming after torturing the kid.
I think so. I mean, everything evens out.
Oh, but he should have waited, because now they're really worth a lot of money.
Yeah. I know it.
That 11-year-old.
I opened up the pack that had it.
That 11-year-old should have waited.
A lot of work into that stuff.
So wait, but this isn't the dynamic we were hoping for today.
It's not. No.
We're hoping to talk to victims.
You guys didn't have any callers.
I appreciate you calling, Tony.
Yeah, trying to save us.
Bailing us out. Thank you.
I just wanted to talk to you guys.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good day.
Like you too, Tony.
Pouring water on a drowning man.
Oh, like waterboarding him, you mean?
No, pouring like she tried to help us, but it was not really the call we were needed.
You mean like she put us...
Like pouring water on a drowning man.
Like you stick a washcloth in their mouth?
No. It's a phrase. It means you're not... We're drowning, but there's nothing you're offering us.
Oh. Okay. So it's not any kind of interrogation at all?
No. Yeah, we should get our mail delivered here in the ravine. We should register to vote here. This is life now for us.
Yep.
In the ditch where shows that have gone off the rails end up. We can see the rails from here.
There
goes another train. I wonder what show that is. Wonder what station that's on.
We should probably move halfway up the ravine. I don't know how safe it is here at the bottom.
Why don't we try to bum a ride on one of those well-run shows?
They're going too fast.
They are. They're going too fast.
We could put some rocks on the track and derail the next train.
I'm kind of jealous because they each have a host and a co-host, but the host and the co-host seem to be completely in sync.
Yeah.
They both want to stay on the track.
Yeah, they're patsies.
Yeah, they're patsies. Oh, this is the end. We're not going to get any
the
calls.
Phone number here.
Why bother?
No,
it's over.
Hey, we had another call
yeah.
when Tony was calling.
Yeah.
Somebody else was calling.
Just hit redial, whoever the hell that was.
Here we go. I have an idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk boilers again. As I was saying.
No, hey, we got a call.
All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Like 50 years ago,
there's
my older
how you
brother
do it.
Would tell me.
There's how you do
say,
it.
He would say, I'm going to hit you so hard in the heart, it's going to make it skip a beat.
And then did he hit you?
No, he would just say that, and I'm still—he's gone now. I still remember that. Then,
wait! I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Your brother, the brother that tortured you and threatened you—he's passed.
Yeah.
Oh.
What can we do here, Ken?
Bring him back to life.
Well, how about this? We all agree the next one of the three of us who dies, if we go to heaven,
that's right.
We go to heaven, we beat the crap out of this guy's brother.
Got it. I'm
okay,
there.
We'll track down the brother.
Okay.
Okay, done.
All right.
I'll put him on my list. I have a whole list of people to beat up in heaven.
I bet. You better bring some weapons with you.
I better bring the list with me.
Yeah.
He just didn't have that one thing.
Okay, wait, so we can't help this guy.
We can't help him
get
out
compensation.
Except to beat up his brother in heaven.
Okay.
In the next life, yeah.
In the next life. Or if the brother comes back as a spider or a bug, we can squish him.
How would you know?
Well, just squish every spider. Just hope for the best.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, thanks very much for calling.
Thanks for your call.
All right,
okay.
Phone number here is 201-209-9368. We're looking...
You have to be the victim... Of bullying by yours or mind games by your siblings, but they can't be dead, and you can't be the bully.
Recently dead, even?
Well, what's the difference?
Okay, I see your point.
Why, if they're not buried yet, you'd go and kick them?
Well, there might be, you could at least...
Try to revive them?
You mean if they
collapsed just seconds ago?
Yeah, you could try to revive them.
Yeah.
And if they're not revivable, you at least could draw mustaches on them with a Sharpie. I mean, there's any number.
You mean if they haven't been buried yet?
Yeah. If they're still hanging out, chilling. I'm really surprised that nobody's calling. I would have.
Are you?
Yeah.
You've never heard the show?
No,
you should listen. It's on every Wednesday at 6 o'clock.
I listen every week.
People that listen every week are never surprised when no one calls. 201-209-9368. Look, we need siblings, younger siblings. Look, we thought this was a pretty wide net, wide enough.
Yeah.
Siblings who were tortured by their older siblings who are still alive, not yet dead, not ex-siblings.
Brain dead?
No, brain dead will not work for us either.
Okay.
Greetings, Uncle Andy.
Hi, who's this?
This is Chris from Brooklyn, Ken. How are you?
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
Hey, Chris. We're so glad you called. You love the show.
First time listener, always calling, love the show.
God bless you and your work. Now, Chris, you're a younger sibling.
No, I am the baby of the family.
Okay, great. And how were you tortured by your older sibling?
Okay. Once upon a time, I was in my brother's bedroom before it became my bedroom when I was still doing the cribby thing, right?
I love this.
And my sister and my brother tried me for crimes against the family.
they actually had a kangaroo court, a trial.
It was fair.
Were you represented by counsel?
Yeah, I was gonna
ask. That part gets hazy because if they were trying and convicting me and counseling me, you kind of think that there was a legal dilemma.
The cards were stacked. Not even a public defender.
First they put me in the closet, which was like their favorite torture.
Okay, the closet.
And what they didn't get was I really enjoyed being locked in the closet.
Why? Ken is asking why. Chris, why did you enjoy your closet time?
They were paying attention to me.
Uh-huh, that's right.
They they were caring enough to hold the door closed.
That's right.
It smelled nice, and there was, like, occasionally, like, things to play with that would get my imagination.
Oh, we know what you were
like,
playing
you
with.
Recall.
We know what you were playing with, son. And then...
Do you recall?
Yeah.
Those little footprints that they would have, right? They were, like, Day-Glow stuff. Day-Glow was a really big thing in the
sure.
latter
50s. Yeah.
So you'd, like, shine a light down the hallway or this or that, and you'd have, like, these little Day-Glow, like, hippy-dippy footprints.
Yes.
You know?
Yes,
and
I'm
they
sure.
told me always, it's just like, though, that was where your dead aunt is, that's her footprint.
Oh, that's the ghost of your dead aunt.
My dead aunt, Bella.
Okay, nice. Now, I think you're owed money. Now,
how much is Chris owed, Andy?
I think you're owed for your pain and suffering, for the psychological damage that clearly has been done. This guy still probably enjoys time in the closet.
They actually almost executed me.
I'm sure they did. Like they.
It was timed well. We were on the little stool. They had a rope around the light fixture.
Yeah.
And my mother came in just in the nick of time to disturb the proceedings.
I believe the Iranian hostages were almost executed, too. They were marched down.
No,
so wait.
No cigarette and no blindfold.
Now, Chris, we need to talk to one of your older siblings. We need you to conference them in, and we will get you money.
The elder brother lives in the... Okay, the eldest brother was not involved. He was in Vietnam era. So.
Okay, so he's cleared.
He's passed away, and he wasn't even part of the scenario.
Okay, then he's
my
absolved.
Brother, who's closest in age to me, who is a retired police officer working in Las Vegas.
What is his name?
Billy.
All right, can you conference us in with Billy? And we're going to get you. I've decided what you're owed for this.
How much?
You are owed $35. Billy,
that's it?
Yeah, Billy, that's exactly it. Billy will Venmo this money before we're done with him. Let's get Billy on
the
phone.
That's nothing.
Well, it's something. It's a dinner. Now, it's a dinner at Arby's.
Now, conferencing him in. Now, here's the thing. He's a paranoid, right?
He'll pick up the phone for you.
If you get through to his line, you have to confirm that you're a human being.
No. But he'll pick up for you.
If we could do five-way calling, I would be impressed.
No, you have to conference him in. He's not going to pick up for us.
He won't pick up for me. Are you kidding me?
He won't pick up for you? Okay, we got to try it. Just try to call Billy.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's give it a shot. Hold on a second.
It's going to break my heart if Billy doesn't pick up.
I've never attempted this procedure with this
telephone. It's going to work fine.
Add called is a little plus.
That's it, exactly. And then you find Billy.
He's ex-police.
Yeah, don't be scared, Ken.
In Las Vegas.
So, Ken, you want to use a different name? You want to use a pseudonym?
God. There's a piece of paper. So, oh, geez. I'm having trouble remembering his number.
No, you don't have to remember his number. It's all in your phone. I'm sure you've talked to him.
Are you kidding me? No, this is like relatively new phone from a year ago where...
You mean you haven't talked to...
numbers is like...
Oh, I see. Back. You mean you're not that close to Billy. You're estranged.
No, he literally hangs up on me, but I could try to get you through to my sister.
Was your sister involved in this proceedings?
Of course she was.
Okay, let's do that. Let's call. And what's your sister's name?
Jean
owes you $35, pal.
Margaret Jean.
You're represented by Friedman and Breckman.
There you go. So let's try Jean.
Let's try Jean.
She actually might pick up, which is like I did not call her. Should
we refer to her as Chris? Should we refer to her as Jean or Margaret?
Jean.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. We're Irish. Everyone's from Margaret.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Now I have to like look and find her name.
You'll get it. You'll do fine.
And she's not under J. And she's not under. Oh, there she is. She's under J.
There she is.
But the J is somehow M. And don't use a Andrew.
Okay, Chris. This is fascinating stuff. Meanwhile, Jean, his sister, is sitting at home, happy as a clam.
Yep.
Right. A day like any other. She's probably enjoying her day.
Yeah, she doesn't have a thing about closets.
Right. She's sitting there enjoying her iced tea, has no idea what's coming. The phone's going to ring, and you know who's going to be knocking? Her past, her deep, dark past. You can't run from it, Ken. You can't run forever. You have to pay the piper. Jean will learn that.
I think Jean owes him more than $35.
I think I'm tough but fair. I don't think she would Venmo more than $35.
Did Jean and Billy collectively owe $35?
No, Jean or Billy
So they owe $70.
No, Gene will pay. No, $35 total. Gene will pay the $35 and then try to collect from Billy his share.
Oh,
that's
I
between
see.
Them.
I see. So she has to pay the $35 and then collect $17.50 from Billy.
If that is, in fact, half of 35,
yeah,
there's
good,
no way to tell.
Good luck with that.
Well, I would need my Korean man.
Did you all hear me?
Yeah, we
no,
can
now
hear
I
you.
Can hear you.
We
you
hear
to,
you.
You have
yeah.
to hit merge.
Loud and clear.
Is your Hangul boy actually 18 now, Andy?
He is. He had a birthday. Yeah, thank you for asking. He had a birthday a week ago. Thank you for
my
asking.
My wife is Hangul, too, and it's been like a really long time. And
they're wonderful, aren't
joke,
they?
Man, it's good for you to remember it.
They're wonderful, aren't they? Are you married? Well, I bet I'm sure you're very happy.
That's
I bet she's very obedient. I bet she never questions you.
I tried.
Oh, Gene wasn't home.
If you want to give that money to Ken, put it in the kitty as a donation. Feel free, Andy.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that. Well, okay. So Gene wasn't home.
No, we're not picking up. I mean, I'm not really popular with my family. Getting in touch with her was a recent thing. We had not talked for 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my friend. Well, Chris, if
Chris,
we're
going to let you get back in here.
It's well worth it. Trust me.
Chris, your family doesn't deserve you, buddy. You're the best.
Love you too, Andy.
You're our favorite sibling.
Ken.
Thanks, brother.
Love,
thanks.
Dude.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Chris. You can go back in the closet now.
I hate, you know, it breaks my heart to hear about the strange siblings.
Why?
Because people, that means they're losing. They've lost a great gift, a loving, close
yeah.
sibling.
No, that's true. Well, then I've got a happy story for you. You know how I was almost.
And I think we have a call.
Kind of a strange.
I think, wait, hold on, Ken. There's a call.
No. This
hold
has,
on, Ken. There's a call. Let's take that call.
This has
Hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi. You're on the air.
Hi. You love this call. You can't believe I got through.
Yeah. Exactly. What's your name?
Sam the Appraiser.
Hi, Sam.
Hey Sam, were you a younger sibling?
I got along fine with my siblings, but when I was in fourth grade, all the kids in my class pranked me really bad.
Now, are these kids that we could? Are these kids that are reachable today? Do you have names? Are you in touch with them?
I don't know. You have a Ouija board?
No.
I don't know. They might be on Facebook or something.
We got a lot of old gasoline. If that helps.
Sam, we love you, but we're looking for something, I guess something very specific. We're looking for younger siblings.
Something I can't give you.
Sam, we love you, and we hope to hear from you next week. Oh, next week, by the way, my granddaughter Lucy will be joining us.
All right, Lucy's our guest.
Lucy will be more than our guest, my friend.
Yes. Oh, yes. It's going to be another Puppet Master show.
Yeah, so you'll all meet my granddaughter next week.
Of some sort. Sam, can you tell us quickly what the prank was?
Well, they all had me believing in ghosts because they told me that there were all different kinds of ghosts, different colors, and like the pink and green and yellow and blue ones were friendly, but the red and black ghosts would kill you.
Yeah.
And they would tell these stories, and they'd all laugh. Like, they had me completely convinced.
Wait, hold on, Sam, just for 1 second. Let me just hit pause for this 1 second.
Yeah.
Are there any other calls?
No.
Hey, go ahead, Sam. So you're saying there were ghosts.
Yeah, they would say, like, oh, remember last summer at the cabin when we saw that green ghost, and it was like, playing pranks and we put their whipped cream on my nose.
Oh, kids can be so mean. Wait, hold on. I'm going to hit pause for 1 second here, Sam. Any calls now?
No. You want me to tell a boiler story?
Maybe. Yeah. Well, or should we let Sam keep going?
Yeah, let Sam keep going.
Right. Oh, hey, go on. We're fascinated, Sam.
For a bunch of 9-year-olds who were really good at colluding and lying to me, and I was convinced.
Yeah.
And then they were warning me about the red ghost, and they said, if you see a red ghost, you have to hold completely still, because if you move even one...
They're the worst, those red ghosts. They're the ones to look out for. Wait, hold on, Sam. I just got to hit pause for 1 second. I just wanted to ask Ken a quick question. Any other calls?
No. Nothing. Nope.
Hey, go on, Sam. It's fascinating. So the red ghosts were the most dangerous.
Yeah, and so, sure enough, of course, one morning I...
Hold on, Sam. I'm sorry. Hey, Sam, that was fascinating, and we always love hearing from you. And we hope to talk to you next week. Thanks very much for calling.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Howdy.
Hi, who's this? Who's this?
Let's say Mike.
Hi, Mike.
If he can't give his real name, he's not going to put us in touch with the sibling.
Are you going to put us in touch with an older sibling who abused you?
I was terrorized.
Psychologically?
But, Mike, we will need your name, your real name, and their real name. Okay, thanks very much, Mike. We're going
to
move on.
I want to know what Mike's older sibling
couldn't
did
care then. Less. Come on, he won't give
I'm
us a name.
I'm dying to know.
I know, but we need a name. We need a real name.
Mike, quickly.
We need someone a little more transparent.
Okay.
No, this isn't going to work. Ken, Ken, it's a dead end. Ken, we have other calls.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, it's Tony again.
Hi,
Tony.
I remember
one that's about a younger sibling. It's my boyfriend.
Wait, hold on. Hold on now. It's Tony again.
Yeah.
Just remind me, she called earlier?
She was our first caller.
I call you guys all the time.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, she was our first caller tonight.
I don't think so. I'm here almost every
week. I
did the
Beatles hide and seek with you guys.
I don't think so.
No, I know you well, Tony.
Okay, so Tony, you're saying that your boyfriend's...
is the younger sibling, and I totally forgot.
Wait, is your boyfriend with us right now? Is he there?
No, usually I call in with him, but he's not here right now.
No, this can't help us either. This is not. No, I got a score.
It's a younger sibling.
Yeah, but I know. But we need.
Yeah, but we need him.
We need both siblings on the phone. This isn't going to work for us.
Yeah.
Oh damn.
But we love you. I love you in a different way than Ken does. But we both love you.
I know you. Yeah, I know. You're okay. Not too keen. And
no, I'm crazy about you. I'm nuts about you, Tony.
No, I really, I love you platonically, Tony.
I know.
It's a little different for Andy.
Yeah.
So you don't want to hear what she did to him?
No,
if
he's not there.
I do, but Andy's...
Oh, hey, Tony, would you email Ken after the show, ken@wfmu.org. Tell him your story. Just write it down.
You guys are going to wonder about it forever.
It's going to keep us up. Thanks very much for calling. We got a score. I'm determined.
I'm determined. I see that.
I ain't going home.
The phone number here is 2.
I'm not leaving. Wait, who follows us?
Matt Fiveash in Weekly World Blues.
Where's Matt? Let's call him. He'll understand.
He's not here yet.
He'll understand. I ain't leaving until I score.
Yes, we are.
No, clean goal.
You can hang out.
I ain't leaving until I'm on the board.
I'm leaving at 7.
Matt and I are going to have the best show ever.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. This is Margarita.
Hi, Margarita.
Hi, Margarita.
Hi.
Are you a younger sibling?
No, I'm the older sibling.
Were you tortured, or were you the torturer? Were you the victim?
Yeah, I was a victim, of course.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Interesting.
It was the opposite. You know, the first one gets jealous of the second one.
Uh-huh. Yes.
For me, in my case, it's the second one gets jealous of the first one.
Was it your brother or sister?
My sister.
And what is her name?
My sister's name is Giovanna. She lives in Italy. I'm Italian, and I live here.
Okay. Now hold on. Is your sister Giovanna? Is she available now to talk to us now?
I don't think so, because it's pretty late there.
Oh, yeah, she's still in Italy.
Yeah, it's like midnight. Yeah.
Margarita, I want to hear your story. Ken couldn't care less. So,
no,
so
I'm dying to hear the story.
So, but you don't quite fit. You know,
I don't think so.
You're not checking off all the boxes. I'm determined to score. Thank you very much for calling.
Thanks, Margarita.
Okay, 201-209-9368. I'm looking for a younger sibling.
I'm saying... Grazie, Margarita.
Yeah, grazie. I'm looking for a younger sibling who was tortured by an older sibling.
I was.
Yeah, okay, hold on. Yeah. But I'm sorry. Okay, the older sibling now is still alive.
Uh-huh. My older brother
And is available for us to talk. And you have conference call capabilities on your phone.
I do. I have that.
But, Ken, you wouldn't be satisfying if it was you.
I know. I know that, too.
You have to recuse yourself.
Yeah, I'm recusing myself right now.
Okay. And I'm not leaving this chair until I score. 201-209-9368. I'll talk right over all the blues that Matt plays. He can crank up the blues all he wants. I can talk. Well, I'll talk right over him. Matt's in for a horrible surprise when he gets here.
Would you talk over Sonny Boy Williamson?
I will do my best. I'll be shouting over him, but I will score. I ain't leaving. 201-209-9368. I drive an hour each way.
I drive 2 hours each way.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, because you sold your house?
Yep.
Well played.
Yeah.
Well
thanks.
Played, Kenny.
Yeah. Now I'm going to move closer. There's a place underneath the... underneath the New Jersey Turnpike exit 14 spur.
201-209-9368. Okay. I'm looking for a sibling. You don't have to be the younger sibling, but you have to have been tortured by a relative. It doesn't have to be in your family. It doesn't have to be a close relative. It could be a cousin.
Could it be a parent?
No. That's a little too complicated.
Oh, yeah, because...
emotionally complicated.
Right.
Okay. It should be a peer.
Usually the dominant sibling imitates the abuse that the parents
hear. Okay, we have some calls. I'm sorry, Kenny. It sounded fascinating, the point you were about to make, and I'd love to get back to it after this call. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, can you guys hear me?
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
You love the show.
What's your name?
Okay, this is Mark. I was actually the Secret Santa for Andy's niece.
All right.
Ago.
Oh yes, I was just saying before the show. I hope
Mark.
I wonder what happened to Mark.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still out here.
Yeah,
okay,
Mark. Fantastic. Mark got a great present for Ariana. I remember that.
Okay, that's great, Mark. It's great to hear from you. You love the show.
I do. So here's what happens.
Okay.
When I'm the youngest in my family.
Perfect.
By a whole bunch
perfect.
Of years.
Okay.
The closest one's to me or my sister.
He's hitting all the criteria.
My sisters like to build dollhouses.
I love this so far. Dollhouses. I'm making notes.
So I tried to make a dollhouse just like they did, but I did not do it with a great deal of skill.
Of course not.
So
right.
One of my sisters.
What is her name?
Built a little. Well, her name was Kim. She's no longer alive. The other one, Kay, is alive. They're twins.
Okay. Okay, but was Kay involved in this as well?
They were both involved. I remember my other sister laughing uproariously the whole time.
That makes her guilty? We've all seen The Accused with Jodie Foster. The guys in the bar that were laughing during the rape, they're as guilty as the rapist. Kay is as guilty as her sister. Okay?
So, one of my sisters built a little building inspector out of Legos. She went into my cardboard dollhouse and she condemned it.
And that hurt.
And that hurt. Traumatized
you.
That I took it into the backyard. I put it on the picnic table and I set it on fire.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah,
it was.
You got that.
I think you got the better end of the deal.
So Kim is no longer with us, but Kay egged her on.
Yes.
Can you call Kay right now?
She owes you $20.
$20?
Yeah.
I do have her number.
Let's do it. Let's conference her in. Pain and suffering.
Come on, Mark. Call her.
Okay, I'm not sure how I do that while I'm still on the air.
No. You don't touch us. You hit merge call or conference call.
You hit add a call.
Add a call.
Add a call. You don't have to keep talking to
add
us.
Add a call. There we go.
Yeah,
add a call.
Now we're going to be put on hold for a minute, but that doesn't scare us.
No, we've been on hold before.
We've been on hold before. We're old pros.
Yeah, I'm not scared of being on hold at all.
That's right. We've been on hold. We've sat in this ravine. On hold many times in the past.
Oh, man, there's some good stories on the chat board here.
Well, that can't help us.
Yeah, I know.
Chat board's a million miles away from here.
Bad Bob wrote, I told my sister that I had an identical twin, and I'd say I'm either him or me at different times.
Genius.
His name was Duposh.
Genius.
Yeah.
He's my new hero.
Too bad Bad Bob doesn't call us.
No, we need Bad Bob's sibling to call us. Okay, so Mark's sister Kay.
Yeah, we're waiting.
Is going to. This is a cold call. Kay, it's going to completely blindside Kay.
Yeah,
and we have to tell Kay she's on the air.
So, isn't there interest applied to the $20 that
$20 she owes him? will satisfy all parties.
But I would think that she owed him the $20 from the moment that she did that.
You're not helping.
Yes.
You're not helping.
Kay. Hey, Mark.
Hi, I'm trying to do the merge call thing. Hold on, let me see if this works.
Okay, sir.
Yeah, it's going to work. And then we got to tell Kay she's on the air.
Hi, Kay. Hi.
Hi, Kay.
Hi, Kay, are you there?
Hello, Kay.
Kay sounds like she's...
Hey, Mark, sorry, I'm at a restaurant.
Oh, restaurant.
Yeah, I'm...
Hi, Kay.
She must be really rich.
Hi, Kay. You're on the air. You're on the radio.
I'm on the radio.
Yes, Mark called in. We're his favorite show, and he was telling us stories about his childhood.
What?
And he told us a horrific story. Yes, he told us a she's pretending she doesn't recognize my voice.
Kay, do you remember the dollhouses that you all made when you were kids?
That Kim and you made,
yes.
You and your sister? And do you remember Mark tried to emulate you and build his own dollhouse?
Oh, my. No, don't even tell me he told you that story.
Oh, yes. And it broke.
No, I mean, he looked up to you, and he looked up to you, too, so
I mean,
much.
He was talking, Kay. Can I be serious for a minute, Kay? He was talking about how much it still hurts, How much the memory still hurts. No, apparently he's never really been honest with you, but this really cut deep. I guess some people might find
it. He tells us all the time how much it bothers
yeah,
him.
Yeah, well, I guess I know I hear you laughing, but he's not laughing.
He idolized you and your sister.
It really hurt. And Kay, you know what would make it better? We were discussing it. If there was a little token, a little, not just an apology, which I know you've done before, but some kind of concrete evidence that you're really sorry. And we've all agreed that if you could Venmo him $20, that for his pain and suffering,
if I could what? I'm sorry.
Venmo, if you could send him $20, either PayPal or Venmo. Look, you clearly can afford it. You're at a restaurant. It sounds like a sit down restaurant. It's you clearly have expendable income. I mean, my God.
Oh, really?
Well, you're eating at a restaurant on a Wednesday night, Miss Fancy Pants. I think $20 is more than fair. Would you agree to send him $20?
If that will completely end his pain, I will absolutely do that.
Mark, yeah,
it's a concrete action. It'll give him closure.
Mark, if she sends you the $20, do you agree never to mention it again?
If I get the equivalent of $20, then
okay, fine. Then we've
really?
Done our job here. Oh, this is
that's
beautiful.
All it takes. So.
Do you want to just Kay? Is there something you want to say to Mark before we hang up? Maybe.
Well, it's nice to hear from you, brother. And you're crazy as always.
and Mark,
what can I do?
And I just. All I want to do is make it better for you, honey. So yeah. Okay.
So maybe Kay, if you go without the appetizer tonight, that would go a little bit toward the
$20. Oh, she already had the appetizer.
Well, then you're gonna have to find
no,
the $20.
I haven't. So
okay, yeah, she'll find it. Oh, you know what? Just don't tip your waiter. Or you know what? Even better, you need the $20. Just beat the check. Just run for the door. Eat the meal. Enjoy the meal.
That.
Yeah. All right. You guys are the greatest, and I'm glad we could bring a little closure. To this.
Thank you, Kay.
Much,
long overdue closure.
And thank you, Mark. And Mark, you got to seek some therapy for that pyromania problem of yours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, Kay. Thanks, okay. Mark.
And that's how you do it.
All right. Congratulations.
Well, congratulations to Matt.
You did it.
Matt won't have to put up with me. I feel like I can go home now. Can I?
No.
We just succeeded.
No, we have 10
There's
minutes.
Nothing else to do.
We could do it a second time.
No, yes, that's not going to happen again. Let's go home.
No.
How about you and me?
We can't go home.
No, put on a 10-minute song. Put on the overture to Tommy. Something.
No.
Put on a 10-minute song.
No, why do you want to?
We scored. The game's over. It's the bottom of the ninth. It was a walk-off home run. We've scored.
I'll meet you halfway.
Oh, come on. Just a 10-minute song. What is this, our theme song?
It's our theme song.
But how long is it?
It's only 2 minutes 20 seconds.
No, that won't do.
No, we can hear it 4 times.
No.
So
why don't we hear a 10-minute comedy routine?
By who? They're also dirty.
Bob and Ray? No, one of the classic ones.
Oh, Bob and Ray? A Bob and Ray...
Yeah, the Kimono Dragon, you know that, or the Slow Talkers of America, you know that one?
I do know that one.
Come on, how funny is that? Just treat our audience to some professional humor. They've sat through this. Slow Talkers, Bob and Ray. Come on, it's a perfect sketch.
I do love Bob and Ray.
I know, and it's fans of sketch comedy are in for a real treat if they've never heard the Slow Talkers of America.
Me because I haven't had an opportunity to meet and talk with our next guest. Incidentally, this chair here sat in Mary Magoon's dining room for years and years. I don't know if that has any special meaning to you, sir. No. But would you sit there now and tell us your name, please?
Harlow P. Whitcomb.
And where are you from?
From Glens Falls.
New York.
New York.
And what do you do?
I am the president and recording
secretary.
secretary of the STOA.
What does that stand for?
Slow Talkers of America. We believe
in speaking slowly,
in forming
your words, thoughts,
our ideas and opinions clearly before
speaking.
We speak. We are here
in New York City.
In the city of New York, attending
a convention.
Our annual
convention.
Membership
convention.
Convention. All of our members. All 200
members.
And 50
members.
Seven members. Are here
speaking slowly, slowly, so that you'll never be misunderstood.
As opposed to the members of the
F-T-O-A.
T-O-A.
O-A.
A. The Fast
Talkers of America.
Talkers
of America.
Of America.
America.
Our credo
is to speak slowly.
Goes something like this.
Would you lower the curtain, please?
We
could be a nervous wreck.
That was Slow Talkers of America by Bob and Ray, probably from their Broadway show, I guess.
An Evening with Bob and Ray?
Yeah.
We might have made a strategic error by introducing our audience to genuinely funny professional comedy.
Yeah, but that's okay, because the stuff they did on the radio is much better without the laugh track. I don't like the laugh track.
Oh, no, that was fine. It was a live show.
Yeah, it was a Broadway show. There's live people there.
Well,
laughing.
Now maybe our fans will be tracking down other Bob and Ray sketches. They're the best.
And Disney ripped off that routine for the movie Zootopia. Remember when they had the sloth, the slow talking sloth?
Oh no.
Yeah.
Well, that I don't just say.
But that also off. Like that really predates a lot of Monty Python stuff. That's kind of the same idea.
Well, you and I kind of hit that same rhythm occasionally.
Yeah. You're Bob and I'm Ray.
Or vice versa. Yeah. Those guys, what's interesting about Bob and Ray is they would alternate. One guy would be the straight man, one guy would be the...
Oh, they would alternate?
Oh, sure.
Wow.
They would
so you should start telling boiler stories.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that'll happen, Ken. Maybe.
Yeah,
yeah, maybe someday. So who do we have to thank?
Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Jeremiah. Got Jeremiah to thank. Got Heather to thank.
Hey, Jeremiah and Heather, stay hydrated.
Can they drink anything?
Anything
it doesn't have to be water. What if they don't have water?
Well, Jeremiah...
Can they drink orange juice?
What if they don't have water? Yeah, good.
Soda? Chair. Soda? Beer?
That's exactly how you jump the tracks and go in the ditch. What if they don't have water? That's exactly it. What an asinine cop.
Why?
What if they don't have water?
Upstairs we had a case of Moxie. And no water.
Are like human adult conversations, is that like your mortal enemy? Like if you declared war on linear conversation?
A little bit.
What if they don't have water? Yeah. Fine.
Well, I mean, they say that coffee dehydrates you.
I might drive my own train next week.
I don't think it does.
All right.
I think it's a lie.
Can I go home now?
because the caffeine might dehydrate you, but it's coming with a big package of water. So, in fact, the water that it comes with more than overcompensates for the dehydration.
Are you paid by the word?
Effect. No. I get
what
zero. Zero per word.
I can't figure it out.
Zero per word.
I can't figure it out. Did I do something to you? Should I apologize for something? I just drive an hour here. I drive an hour here. All I want is my little show to chug down the track.
That doesn't work anymore.
To have a little idea and then to execute the idea.
The fact that you drive an hour, I drive much further than you now.
So now I have to defer to you? Is that the rule? Okay, why don't we try to find someone that commutes, our longest commuter?
It's me.
You think it is? You think no one listening commutes more than 2 hours?
We'll
find out.
Maybe.
Hey, next week we have a special guest, Lucy Lemon.
Lucy Lennon?
Lucy Lemon. Lemon like the fruit.
Lucy Lemon.
Friends of Lucy Lemon. Fans of Lucy Lemon.
Uh-huh.
It's like a tongue twister.
Yeah. What about the fans of Lucy Lemon?
They don't want to miss next week.
Oh, they're going to... Okay. Well, they're going to come out in force.
Yeah.
And we're going to do some kind of puppet master show involving...
We're going to figure something out.
Involving Lucy.
Whatever Lucy's comfortable doing.
Don't say that.
Whatever Lucy's uncomfortable doing.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
Can I go home now?
Not yet. This is WFMU East Orange.
Hey, Bethy made meatloaf tonight for me.
Wow.
And potatoes and peas.
Oh, that's great. I love all that stuff.
Yeah, can't wait.
Meatloaf, potatoes, peas.
Bethy makes little tiny meatloaf, like with lots of spices.
Wow. It sounds delicious.
Yeah, they're like a drug.
I want some.
Well, or you can have drugs. You can have real drugs. This is as close as I get.
How long do I have to decide?
Well, you're invited over. Bethy would love it, actually.
This is WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 and online at WFMU.org. Coming up next. Weekly World Blues.
Without me, I guess.
Without you, but with Matt Fibash.
He doesn't need me.
Of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Yeah.